Armstrong toxic brother looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for June 30th. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today is Liana Boris. How are you doing, Liana?
I'm good. It's the first summer of, or first Saturday of Summer of Steve 2018. So Liana Saturdays might become Saturdays of Liana 2018, but I'm still thinking about it. I'm just excited to be here, and I cannot wait to talk about Big Brother.
Yes, very excited, very excited. Hopefully the technology continues to work for us here. Yes, they can see us here in the chat. We are live on YouTube and Twitch and Periscope, and I honestly still don't know about Facebook, but you know, maybe it's working.
So tech-tastic, tech-tacular, yes. If you will.
Tech-tacular. We are truly high tech here at Rob Has a Podcast. Good morning, everyone. This is it's a great morning because we are on our second night of Big Brother 20 live feeds, and they're still going strong here, Liana.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could not be happier with the way feeds started and how they've continued. Everybody seems like they are here to play, which in compared to last year, compared to BB 19, obviously this is a really great sign. And I'm excited to break everything down that we saw happen yesterday.
Yes. So let's just get right into it. To start the day, we were anticipating the veto draw and the veto competition, because that's really going to be what, it tells us what's going to happen for the rest of the week, as well as. We're still trying to figure out who has this power, this BB App Store power. I think yesterday we were kind of assuming that it was Sam, but we did not have confirmation yet. So those were the two things I was looking out for over the course of the day. And Swaggy and Tyler are going to talk about like who do we think has it? Tyler, I think already is suspecting that he already knows that Angela doesn't have it, but Swaggy's like, no, Angela has it. I'm telling you, it's Angela, maybe Brett. I still don't understand why they all think Brett has the power. Like, why do they think Brett is this interesting? I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't know. It's amazing that they can be so insistent about something that we have seen absolutely no evidence for, right? Because I could see maybe if he's being cagey or something like that, you might infer, okay, yeah, maybe one of them has the secret power. But I just haven't seen anything like that. And so I really don't understand why they would be so insistent. I mean, maybe it's the whole cybersecurity hacking of it all, that there's some aura about him. Caitlin can sense it, and maybe he has the secret power. I don't know. But yeah, they're off base.
Yes. They have been talking about like, Brett's been acting a little bit differently since the live feeds came on. Maybe we've got a situation where Brett was like a total crazy person pre-live feeds, and now he's like super sleepy.
Maybe that was why Winston was still like all amped up, because Winston and Brett are like super bros, and Winston just has this like big bro crush on Brett, and so he's just emulating him, and now Brett's like, okay, we gotta cool it for the live feeds. Winston was still like crazy, but now Winston's calmed down a little bit. I don't know, maybe that can help explain that behavior.
Yeah, it's definitely possible. And of course Swaggy is convinced still that it's Angela, because again, like, you can really get into, if you are ever playing Big Brother and there's a twist like this and people are throwing out theories to you, you can very easily sort of get a glimpse into what's going on in their mind based on the theories that they're spouting out. Because to Swaggy, like, Angela is the person he's laser focused on. It's like she is his arch enemy. She is the one that he needs to be like targeting and getting out and all of this stuff. And so to him, it's obviously obviously has to be Angela that has the power. Meanwhile, the women in the Bro Alliance are talking about how, no, it's JC. JC has the power, and he probably has the power to he probably has two votes, because guess what? They need an extra vote in order to save Sam this week. So that must be exactly what JC happens to have. It's very, very focused on you and your individual sort of view of the game.
Yeah, this is definitely the ink blot test for Big Brother. It's like you see what you want to see, or, you know, however, whatever mindset you're in, that's how you interpret the power situation. Yeah, it's very convenient that JC has these two extra votes, because that's exactly what they need. And of course, it's JC, you know, it's somebody who, well, it can't be somebody in their alliance, because their alliance would have told them, but somebody who's close enough, tangentially related to them, that they could pull into you as well. It must be that person.
Yes, obviously.
Obviously.
We also get Human Sam has returned from her isolation of roboticsness. She got to spend the whole day, right? Basically, other than the morning, as a human, which is very, very nice. You know, not a robot. Maybe she'll be able to be a human for a little bit longer. I still think it's I talked about how robot representation was a very good thing, but I feel like maybe this is setting us back.
What, the fact that now she's not a robot? It's like, oh, well, you know, we really need Sam in human form. Is that the point?
Because it's like, oh, thank God she doesn't have to be a robot anymore. What a disadvantage it was. Okay, all right. We don't have to be, you know, we can accept robots for who they are as well.
I don't know, but Taryn, you are also the one talking about what a disadvantage being in a robot costume being a robot was. So I don't know, maybe you're part of the problem. You're like a self-loathing robot. It's like part of the situation.
It's internalized roboticism.
I think it's just what society has done to you, Taryn. It's okay. Yeah. It's okay to be your true self. It was actually really nice to see Sam come out of the robot costume. Sorry. Because she was able to, maybe she's just used to being in her human body, and so it's just easier for her to make connections that way. Not saying that robots can't make connections, Taryn. But she did seem to be able to sort of form some bonds with people. I mean, she was still a little bit on the outs, I think, still a little bit isolated. But I'm actually feel so much better about her position. We'll talk about that, I'm sure, later. But it was nice to see her out, you know, giving people haircuts. She gave Fessy a haircut, which I don't think he was super pleased about, but, you know, who cares? It was nice to see her.
Yes, definitely nice to see her. And it also allowed us to have the opportunity to sort of get some information from her about maybe a thing that she might have. Before that happened, the veto players were picked. Obviously Tyler, Steve, and Sam were playing, but then we also got Scotty, Fessy, and Swaggy. And I believe right away, JC is going to be talking about like, oh, it's rigged.
Yeah. Swaggy C also, I think, was talking about how, no, they put 10 chips in for Scotty, 10 chips in for House Guest Choice, because that'll make the best TV. Obviously rigged.
Yeah, obviously rigged. They are the first people in 20 seasons to figure this out to realize that there's tons of extra chips in the bag. Why don't you just grab a look at the chips? That's what Jason did.
Yeah, they must have missed when he like literally dumped them out to look at all of the different chips. Yeah, no, truly game changers here, figuring out that this is the situation. Really proud of them. No, this is fun. This is like the fun newbie mistakes that we get to see, where they're making these assumptions that clearly are just so false. It's really fun to watch, even though it is a little bit, you know, face palmy.
Yeah, and also, like, I think when it comes to Swaggy, he's like one of the first times I've seen somebody immediately go to, no, it's rigged for me, obviously.
Right. Yeah, well, I mean, that's nice that at least there's, you know, he involves himself, obviously, in the situation, considering how cocky he is. I can totally see it.
Yeah. So then Swaggy's going to get this group together, people that are playing in the Power of Veto. And he's going to be talking about like, well, so we're going to be using the veto maybe. And, maybe if the veto is used, then Tyler, well, like, what are you thinking? Maybe like putting up Angela. Swaggy's trying to get his plan to be pushed forward here.
Yeah, and they were pushing it even before the players for the veto competition were picked, like really pushing. So if veto were used, how about Angela? How about Angela? How about Angela? And Tyler's just clearly not having this. So it's really frustrating to see them continue to push this agenda when there's no way that Tyler's going to do this.
Yeah, and Tyler just very adamantly is just like, no. This is my HOH, and if the veto is used, I'm putting up Bailey. And they're like, yeah, but let's talk through like another option though. And he's like, it's gonna be Bailey. And they're like, nah, fine. But they're not really gonna give up for a little while. You know, Caitlin's gonna go up there. Multiple people are gonna go up there and talk to Tyler throughout the day and try to convince him to not put Bailey up, but it's not gonna work.
Yeah, there were a lot of tears in trying to convince Tyler that he needs to put, that Bailey can't go up on the block as a replacement nominee. But he's just so over it at this point. It's like, you know, he's like, OK, tears, whatever. I can deal with this. I don't care. I mean, they're really not making a great argument as to why it's best for Tyler's game. Like, OK, Angela's a big threat, but like Tyler's a big guy. Tyler's a big threat. Tyler just won the first HOH. So, yeah, from his perspective, you can see why he would want to keep big threats in the game. You know, why would he want to get more blood on his hands? Why would he want to target this big group? Like, they're providing no evidence as to why Tyler should go for it. It's all just like, but Angela's a big threat. And then tears. And that's sort of the extent of their argument. And so you can see why it's not working.
Yeah, it's not doing well. They're going to start to get a little bit suspicious of Tyler. Like, is he working with the other side? Nah, probably not. So Tyler is definitely playing a dangerous game here, straddling the fence between the two sides, trying to play the middle. I honestly don't think it's going to last more than another week at best. So I like where Tyler stands right now, but he's definitely like he's talking to both sides as though he's with them while also, you know, keeping certain information back and, giving other information out. It's dangerous stuff, but he's handling it well so far.
Yeah, he is in a really precarious situation right now. He's able to maintain the balance because, one, he doesn't have to vote, right? So his allegiances aren't going to be put on the line until next week. Two, he's, you know, able to claim, I don't want to get the least amount of blood on my hands. This is what I'm doing. This is what I'm going with. This has been the plan all along. This is what I'm sticking with. And he can sort of rely on that when he is no longer HOH. And now he's put in a situation where he is going to have to vote. And if the House stays split, for some reason, you know, then I think that even if one side is in power, right, I mean, then it's going to come out that he's potentially leaning one way or the other, which from him, we know that he is sort of leaning a particular way. And I think that that will come out as we see the weeks progress. It's just, there's no way for him to maintain this middle position, I think, long term.
Yeah. And I think the smartest thing that he's doing is that while he's in the middle, he is kind of organizing a secret group of his own. He seems to have JC pretty close to him. He seems to have Casey somewhat close to him. And Sam seems to be pretty close to him. So if that can be a small kind of tight group of four, he's also got Haley a little bit. So that's really where I think he will excel. If it doesn't matter if you get caught in the middle, if you actually have yet another sort of group on board. So that I think that's where Tyler is going to be successful if he is successful.
Well, and the other thing about that is too, is that, okay, so yeah, let's say he is sort of caught with his hands in both cookie jars. There's still two groups that really want to go after each other. There's still, you know, Angie, who hates Angela, and, you know, the bros that don't like each other. And so having those still really strong groups that want to go after each other, they're always going to be targets above you.
Yeah. So we are going to see him talking to JC. They're just going to have more conversations about JC wants Sam to stay. And, you know, he wants Steve to go. JC is also going to, by the way, at some point during the toward the nighttime, assault Tyler, which we can just get out of the way now. It's not great.
No, it's not great. So Tyler is laying down and JC essentially just comes up and like touches his penile area. And it was obviously something that Tyler was not was surprised about. Tyler didn't really respond to it all that much. But yeah, it was not great. And if JC continues this behavior, because even on the first night, he was like touching people inappropriately and like trying to get, didn't he try to get like Rachel to show her body and stuff like that? Or maybe it was Angie or Angela. I don't know. I can't remember which. But yeah, so this pattern of behavior is obviously not great from JC. So we'll see how this goes moving forward.
Yeah. I mean, I mentioned last or yesterday that, you know, first night and JC was being problematic. Second night and he's already escalated. It's not looking great for JC. So, yeah, it's just this was a bad action regardless. But hopefully Tyler didn't feel maybe they had some kind of maybe they've been playing around before, who knows, but it's bad. I hope it's not as bad as it could be, and I hope we're not going to see more of it.
Yeah.
You know,
it's not fun because, no. You know, I think a lot of people are equating this to when Jessica from last season was sticking her fingers up people's butts. And so we might see a TMZ story on this. I don't know. Maybe they should have made JC the robot, although he was talking about how attractive the robot was. So maybe we don't want that. I don't know. There might be some ramifications for him later on if he continues this behavior. For now, the house guests don't seem super bothered by it. But I mean, you know, it's a pressure cooker inside the house. So we'll see. And obviously, it's inappropriate behavior regardless.
Yeah. And I mean, I remember from JC's preseason interviews, he was like touching Ross, like, and he also touched Marissa a lot. He's clearly a very handsy person.
He's just a toucher, you know, just loves, but maybe too much sometimes. Yes. He might need the robot intervention. I don't know.
I saw Brent tweeting about it and he's in the chat room right now. He's saying he's getting a pass now because he's gay and small.
Yeah, it's like the small gay card.
Yeah.
That makes sense. But yeah, I mean, totally, right? I mean, how you perceive, if it's like a big burly guy who's doing stuff like that, I mean, I think that that's perceived differently than like tiny little subtitulos JC, right? I mean, it's going to be, it's different. It's perceived differently. And that's why, yeah, I completely agree with Brent. That's why he's getting a pass.
Yeah. So anyway, back to the game. Brett and Winston are still on the side of we want Sam out because they kind of feel like they have a good bond with Steve and they feel like they can potentially pull him in. They feel like Winston in particular feels like the best plan is that if they get rid of Sam and keep Steve, then the other side will think that like everyone is on board with their plan, that like that they're not at war necessarily, like, oh, we gave you what you wanted, but secretly Winston's like, ah, we can pull Steve in, which actually isn't like the most ignorant thing in the world. We did see Steve and Scotty talking about like, you know, like we don't really care which side we're on as long as we're good. I do think that they're a lot more loyal to Team Yoga than they are to the bros. And if it came down to it, they would certainly choose Team Yoga. But I think they are willing to flip over if they need to.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's definitely not a done deal that they are for sure siding one way or the other. They do seem, I agree with you, seem to be closer to Team Yoga. But I will say, like, Winston's weird insistence on keeping Steve, I really don't know what that's super predicated on. Like, the fact that he's just convinced that he can get Steve on his side, yet they still kind of ignore Steve. Like, if you want to keep Steve and get Steve on your side, you can start now. Like, you don't have to wait until after the eviction. So I don't super understand that, especially because I've seen other people talk to Steve and actually try to make bonds with Steve, yet Winston is the one who is insistent that it's okay. I'll get Steve. It's okay. Like, I'll get Steve to our side. So that behavior is very bizarre. I don't really know where it's coming from. So I could see if Steve does say, him siding with Team Yogi, even though Winston is so insistent he could pull him over.
Yeah, it's very much one of those just like, it kind of reminds me a little bit of, I'm blanking on the name, Big Brother Canada 3, the baseball player from the 604. Can't remember his name right now. Jordan's going to kill me. But he was like very much just like, oh, no, I've got JP. He's like my little bud. Like, I got him covered. Greg, yes, thank you. Ginger Ninja is what I was trying to go for. It's very much just like, somebody who is very just arrogant about their own position in the game. And they feel like, oh, I can just pick this person up whenever I want to. I've got them wrapped around my finger. That's how Swaggy feels about Scotty, which I think is also not true. I think Scotty is probably more loyal to Steve than he is to Swaggy, if he's loyal to anyone at all. We haven't really seen much from Scotty at all. I'm really curious to know what Scotty's saying in the diary room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, apart from falling over backwards in his chair. He's somebody that, like, when I was trying to take notes, I was trying to at least have, stuff on everybody, figure out everybody's position. And I was like, I don't know what Scotty's up to. I genuinely don't know, because it is so unclear. But that's what I think is actually really fun about the fact that you have these two sort of warring alliances, is the fact that there's idiots of all types on both sides. And it's really wonderful. Like, you have Swaggy C on one side, who's behaving just like Winston on the other side, thinking that they're both like have it all, super cocky. It's really nice to watch.
Yeah, it really is. And I especially like that. I think another part of why I'm liking this a lot is that it's not like guys versus girls. Like, there's a mixture of the like really testosterone-y bro behavior with Winston and Swaggy, along with a more low-key like Fessy and Brett, and then you've also got like the more aggressive women in like Caitlin and Rachel, and then like the more low-key women with Casey and like Rockstar, and then you've even got like the flirty Haley, who is upstairs flirting with Tyler, and then downstairs flirting with Fessy. And then you've got Angela, who's, I've got to say, a little bit bland.
Yeah, she's boring. Casey's also kind of boring. So I'm hoping, I don't know, maybe the app store can help rectify this. I mean, Fessy was already given his like vegan ham punishment. So, although I don't know then why that would convince you to like play the game more. Although, we'll talk about this, the POV situation of it all.
Yeah. Brent wants to know why Casey is with the bros. She seems out of place, he says. But I don't know. I feel like she has like a similar energy. Like, she's like just like a very chill kind of bro-y person.
Yeah. So when I was watching the episode, I was watching her body language when she was interacting with when she was talking with Rachel, and Rachel was trying to pull her into like that group of five. And I felt like Casey seemed super uncomfortable. And I was like, OK, this isn't going to last. This isn't going to make it till feeds. She'll definitely hop over to, to other people. But it seems like, yeah, Casey really is staying with them. And maybe it's because she's a pro football player and she sort of has that like bro energy that she wants to stay with them. I think she lives in San Diego, so I don't know if there's some like SoCal something going on with, oh no, I guess Rachel, like there's none of them are really from SoCal. Anyway, whatever. It is interesting to see her in that group, because that's not where I would have assumed she would have been. We'll see how long it lasts, but it seems like she's really just rolling with them for now.
Yeah. Just like to go back to Scotty too, is that like there are definitely players like Scotty that I feel like Scotty could be playing really well, or he could be like a Victoria. Like, I have no idea right now. He's in a great spot. I don't think anyone's coming for Scotty anytime soon. I think he has a lot of maneuverability when it comes to just like where he would want to go. But I don't know if it's, I have no idea if he's playing intentionally or if he's just like what's going on? Let me just move this way. That's why I really want to know like what he's up to in the DR. Hopefully we'll find out, but knowing the show nowadays, I remember back in the day we would watch the feeds and we'd be like, oh, I can't wait to see what they're saying in the DR. And now we're just like, oh, I can't wait to try to like mute the show when there's a DR happening because they're just talking about scripted lines.
Well, I will say apart from Swaggy, there haven't been a lot of DR yellers, which I appreciate. So maybe they've like this cast has just maybe understood the fact that like energy does not mean yelling.
Yeah. Swaggy is very much a yeller in the DR. He's which shouldn't surprise anyone.
No, I was gonna say he's a yeller in the house too, so
I mentioned the bond that Sam has with Tyler. She is eventually going to start talking about like, hey, I'm gonna be staying this week no matter what. And Tyler, what do you mean no matter what? Like you maybe got something? Like, I don't know. I'm just awesome. I'm going to be staying. Eventually she's going to finally kind of come out with, I might have some kind of, you might say it's a thing or I don't know. It's some.
I loved this exchange. Cause yeah, Sam was like, I have a thing. Tyler was like, a thing it's like you can't, like the vocabulary is not there. You've been limited to a total of 20 words and you've chosen thing as the one way that you can describe it. And so it was just this whole conversation was just so fun, because Tyler's trying to figure out, like, I mean, we have to remember Tyler has a vast vast game knowledge, really, you know, and he's been hiding it from people, and so I'm sure in his mind he is trying to think, okay, there's a twist, right? There's some type of power. What can I equate this to? What is something that I've seen in the past? And so he's sort of trying to prod her about information. And it does seem to come out that this is, she can use it to save herself or somebody else. She can only use it once, but it's good for the next 4 weeks. If I understand correctly, but you can use it after the eviction.
Yeah. He was like you could, so you're good no matter what. And she's like, yeah. Is like even, and she's like, yeah, even like after the eviction, like, so you could be evicted and you're still good. And she's like, yeah. Here's the thing though. Obviously she has a lot of incentive to lie about a power that she has. It's not necessarily all these details aren't necessarily the truth. We did get Vegas on Twitter. The spoiler said that her advantage is she can save herself and it's good for up to 4 weeks. So that's where we got that information. And Sam did imply that she could save somebody else, but that might be a lie if it's like that she can save herself, or maybe we just didn't get detailed information from Vegas. Who knows?
Yeah, I think it's definitely possible. The thing is that Sam is the type of person that I can't see lying about a power that she has in order to sort of curry favor. Like, I feel like she's not the person who would really understand how she can use that piece strategically moving forward. Because, you know, if she, let's say, I mean, she doesn't have this power. We all assume she does. I believe she does. You know, you can use this. You don't have to necessarily use it this week, right? If you can try to figure out a way to keep yourself off the block and then keep this power somehow, then I think that that's the best move. But I think she's sort of just resigned to the fact that, like, well, I have it, so if I get voted out, then I'm going to use it.
Yeah, and if it is that she can only save herself, it does absolutely behoove her, in my opinion, to say that she can save somebody else. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, it gives Tyler incentive to keep her safe this week so that she doesn't have to use it, so that maybe she can use it on him later on. And if he's ever in a position where he needs her to use it on him to save him, then she can be like, sorry. And then he just goes home. Like, then it's like, right. The downside is that, he's gone anyway. So it's not nothing off of her back. Right.
Right. Yeah. Get lawyer Troyzan to come in there and be like, terms and conditions, not transferable.
Yeah. I mean, as long as he's not in jury, right? Like it's only good for 4 weeks. So it would be pre-jury. So, I don't see much of a downside there. you know, who knows? We'll have to see. If Bob says Sam isn't thinking strategically enough to do that, in my opinion. We'll see. We'll see. It's certainly possible. But I do think it definitely gives Tyler a lot of incentive. There has been a lot of talk. Rachel now wants to, you know, come up with this plan to convince the other side to throw a sympathy / hinky vote for Sam to stay. And then that's the one vote that they'll need. And then, oh, tricks on, you know, tricks on you. We got Sam to stay and you just thought you were casting a hinky vote, which has been a like last minute strategy in the past, but it's never worked before.
Mm-hmm, right. And you still, you know, it's Rachel who's been talking about this, but Winston is just, it's just his ego of this whole, no, it's okay, I can get Steve, you know, whether or not he's actually gonna go along with this plan. So it's been a lot of talk, but I don't know if it'll necessarily be implemented. And if it is, the likelihood of it working is pretty low.
Yes. Yeah, so there is talk about potentially saving Sam. I don't think there's any chance it's going to work. Basically what happens is we see the Fessy has won the power of veto. And he would like to use it on Steve, but, as we mentioned, Tyler was very insistent that Bailey is the one that would go up. So he's essentially gotten to the point where he's saying, not going to use it. Well, I'm not going to use the veto. He definitely wants to, but he's not going to, as long as Bailey is the potential replacement. He wants to talk to Steve and make sure that Steve's not going to be mad at him if he doesn't use it. And if Steve is not mad at him, then he feels like, then they're okay keeping Steve, sending Sam home, reeling Steve in for the next week. And everything is normal that way. So I really don't see much of a way that Sam can get the votes to stay this week apart from her power.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. If she is able to use her power in a way to either get the votes to switch over to Steve or some maybe make a deal with Fessy. He seems to be really big into the power. He's got his little POV-itis going on, been wearing the POV necklace the whole time, which was nice, you know, because then we know automatically that he won, but very power hungry. So that's definitely a situation that she could utilize. I mean, the thing is yeah, Sam just, from the limited knowledge we know about her, either in human or robot form, I just feel like she's not going to think about making that sort of move. And just thinking about this power is, okay, well, it's a backup option and not how can I use this to my advantage to further my game and keep this power moving forward.
Yeah. So again, it really just comes down to what is this power? Because we have no idea how this week is going to play out until we know what the power is. We might find out what it is by Sunday. Makes sense to me, right? So because they already did noms, so Sunday is going to be veto.
Sunday will be this. I assume
we'll end it with the App Store.
The App Store. Okay. Yeah. That's my assumption.
Right. So we'll probably find out what the power is exactly. If it is like a save yourself sort of situation, like Paul or whatever it is, where it's like, oh, no, you thought you could vote me out. Guess what? You can't. Name a replacement nominee, then there's a ton of other stuff that can happen. I think Steve is likely to go. I don't know, actually. Like it's a difficult, because so if Sam just like pulls herself off the block at the last second, then Bailey probably goes up on the block, and then it depends like how do they vote in that spot. I think that the Bro Alliance, if they can talk to each other for 2 seconds, they would decide, let's vote out Bailey. But, you know, some people might be afraid to make that move because we know that Winston doesn't want to lose a 7-6 vote. We know that JC wants Steve gone. They need to make sure JC is on board. But I think they would have the votes to send Bailey home with Scotty's vote to save Steve. So there's definitely a possibility that Bailey goes home depending on what the power is.
Yeah, I think that it is, like you said, going to depend on how this power plays out. I had made the assumption that because it would happen after the votes had been read, then we just have 16 people moving forward, which like just all of them stay in the House. Nobody ends up going home, which I think makes sense given how long this season is and the fact that we only have 16 House guests. So we're going to need some weeks where nobody goes home potentially. And so having Sam stay in the House and then no one go home, that could be one outcome. Or like you said, if she does end up pulling herself off the block and it's like, okay, well, now Tyler, you have to make a renom and now we're going to revote. Bailey definitely could be in danger of going home. And I think it is still early in the week as well. We could see the target shift onto Steve, you know, if Rachel continues to be insistent about this plan. Or who knows? Who knows what could happen over the course of, you know, the next 4 or 5 days. But I do believe, you know, Sam is going to be staying this week regardless, which I'm really happy about. Because she's adorable.
Yes. The other option is that it could be like a halting hex kind of thing where it just cancels the eviction. It also makes sense to me. And somebody just pointed out, Bob in the chat pointed out the power. One of the powers said like plus one life, something like that. It makes sense to me that maybe it doesn't even come into effect unless you're voted out. And then, oh, look, you have a bonus life. And then you just walk right back in, sort of like a round trip sort of situation. I think in most scenarios, it seems more likely if it can be used after the voting, if that's true, that there would be no eviction. And which is crazy, which means they'll have 16 people for 3 weeks in that house. But that seems like the most likely scenario unless something changes. And we know that Tyler now knows about the power. And so it might, if he feels like let's try and save this, then I think he can potentially sway some votes over. If he feels like let's burn this, then I think he can just let it go, because so far he has not told anybody about this. He has let them continue to linger in their ignorance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's actually, Tyler. So the conversation happened pretty much right before Veto was played last night, this conversation between Sam and Tyler. And so what I'm really curious about and what I want to keep an eye on is, OK, now that Tyler knows about this, what's going to happen? Because as he starts thinking, he may think, OK, you know, my original, I was just going to burn it. I just want to, you know, let's use this. I have a connection with Sam. Then she'll stay for sure. I can pull her in. She'll be part of like my sort of weird middle group that I'm collecting. Or if he starts, you know, potentially overthinking, or if he can think about a way to use it long term, then, yeah, he might try to push for a different agenda. Talk to Fessy. You know, I don't know. We could see Tyler try to do something. I think it is highly unlikely, though, given the fact that Tyler has been somebody who wants to get his little blood on his hands, just is really just didn't even want the HOH in the first place and is really just trying to sort of get through this week unscathed.
Yeah, I agree. This is not a great situation for Tyler, no matter what happens, just because like having to spend 2 weeks as the HOH and then not even get anybody out of the house. It theoretically means less blood on your hands. But, I don't know. I guess he could like play it up too. Like, I'm pissed that like look how ineffectual I am. I can't even get a stupid person out on a 2 week HOH week. If you play it the right way, I think it could be it could work out in his favor. But there's also a lot of ways it could not work out in his favor. So he hasn't really said much. He did have more conversations with Sam. I really feel like Tyler's putting a lot of eggs in Sam's basket. He ends up telling her that he is a super fan of the show. He's seen every season, and he's really trying to connect with her and make a bond with her, which I think is smart. It's dangerous to me because it's hard to read Sam, and I don't know. I still don't know if
she's a robot.
Because she's a robot. And I still don't know if she's like not trustworthy in the sense that I think she would like intentionally betray him, but trustworthy in the sense that like she's a reliable ally. Like, I don't know if she's a reliable ally for him, but he is trying to pick her up. And she doesn't really have much of anyone else. So I like the move, but I do think it's a little bit risky right now. But he's definitely trying to make a tight bond with her. And so it's definitely going to be interesting to see, you know, what his play is, knowing that she has the power. He seems like he's in a better spot to change up the status quo if he wants to prevent it from being used or to force it to be used or wherever it goes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What I will say about the Tyler Sam relationship of it all is, you know, I initially was like, oh, I really, really like this move, Tyler going in with Sam. But we've sort of seen some really interesting things from Sam. So this was came out after the veto was played, that apparently Sam like yelled at production, like cursed out production. And then later, you know, like apologized for it on the feeds, you know, had this sort of emotional outburst, which if you're looking for an ally, that's not something that you want. You don't really want people who are going to be super emotional unless they're, you know, your emotional shield in front of you that it's going to draw a lot of attention. But that being said, Sam has had a super, super hard time in the game so far. And I think that a lot of her behavior could be understood by the fact that she has essentially been, by just chance, a social outcast, and had to, you know, deal with this whole robot thing, hadn't had a chance to unpack. I think that she is somebody who just really like got in her feels about the situation. And if Tyler can then sort of pull her out of that moving forward, I don't think Sam is ever going to forget this. And she may end up being a super loyal person in Tyler's corner.
Yeah, absolutely. And she's also if she has safety for 4 weeks, like, she should be in a spot where she's immune for 4 weeks. Like, if she can survive this week without having to use the power, then lock her in for, you know, 1 week before jury or whatever it is. Because why would any HOH waste their week on, burning her power, unless there's already momentum there and Tyler just sits back and lets it happen. But she should be able to work her way out of this current situation, and make something happen, because both sides are going to want some blood drawn somewhere. And if they know that this entire week will be wasted if Sam is the person they choose to go home, then I think that they would be like, all right, well, let's think about plan B. But there's definitely a chance that that it just goes through and that she uses it, and then she's vulnerable for the next 3 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, if Tyler just keeps his mouth shut and Sam doesn't say anything, I don't see any reason why things would change. I don't know. I mean, I could see either both sides sort of being frustrated at the fact that they would use this on Sam as time goes on, they really, really want to get some blood in the water. And so they might then push for, you know, I mean, for, but then is Steve the other option? You know, it's not like that really gets a whole lot of blood on people's hands in the water, whatever the new phrase is we're supposed to use. But it's really hard because the move that both sides want to make, well, the level six, oh, that's what they now have a name. The Dubrows, the Winstons, Rachels of it all, like, they would obviously want someone on the other side to go home, but Fessy is the one who has POV, so Fessy's not going to use it unless Tyler agrees to put up somebody from the other side. So it's like the pieces are just like aren't going to work for there to be somebody from one of the two sides going home, it seems.
Yes, it's a weird spot with all the, like, and we're probably going to continue to be in weird spots with powers in the next 4 weeks, because especially if Sam's is available to be used for the next 4 weeks, and then somebody else gets a power in the next week, then there's going to be two powers in play. We might be in a situation where 4 weeks from now we've got four different powers in play, and like everybody's hands are completely tied. So that'll be fun.
Yeah. Oh, so the level six alliance. So I think it came out in Tyler's monologue from yesterday is where I heard it. But the level six alliance is the Angela, Rachel, Winston, Brett, Casey, and then Tyler is part of that group of six. So that actually has a name so far. Team Yoga Meditation Crystals doesn't have one yet, but that is an update.
Yes. Witless in the chat says four powers in play, then Suri goes home again.
Oh, wow.
triggered. So Swaggy talked to Tyler Moore. I mean, he had been saying things like, you can't put up Bailey. You don't know this game well enough. You know, you don't know that things can change. And he was saying things like, Tyler was being like, yeah, you know, the other side, they kind of see you as the leader. And Swaggy was like, yeah, that makes sense. 'Cause I am the leader. So, Swaggy is just like, what a character this guy is.
Oh yeah, he's so entertaining. He was in super game-splaining mode to Tyler, and it's so great because Tyler's playing dumb. He's like, oh yeah, and like meanwhile we know that Tyler, you know, he just shouted out like Ika on the feeds and earlier, and so it was just, it's really fun to watch Swaggy C play. He is just he is something else, and it's really fun.
Yeah, yeah. Man, was there much else from last night? So, I mean, Tyler complained about Swaggy to JC. Tyler is definitely on board with this level six thing, even though he is playing both sides. He definitely likes that other side more.
I think that's pretty much it. You know, things are pretty much holding with the two sides. You know, it seems that they are becoming more solidified even. I mean, there's been a lot of trash talk from certain people on both sides about how they really dislike, like, you know, from like Angie talking and Caitlin complaining about Angela.
Lots of complaining about the other side. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Which is really sort of solidifying this, you know, the two warring factions, which gives me hope.
Yeah. Yeah. Haley hates Winston. A lot of people hate Winston, actually. Angela. Sam talked about like one of the reasons why her and Caitlin don't like each other is because Caitlin's stole
a hairbrush.
Yeah, this is like Abby Maria material. There's a lot of mess going on for why these two groups hate each other. Is Winston the new Monty? Maybe a little bit. Because Monty was well liked. No, they made fun of Monty. The Ball Smashers made fun of Monty. They were nice to him outside the house. The people in Winston's alliance genuinely like Winston. The people outside of Winston's alliance do not like Winston.
Yeah. Well, it's so funny because I was thinking back as to, you know, when Winston's like opening packet, we got all of his, not like the one from the show, but all of his preseason stuff. And it was like, oh yeah, I haven't had much luck in romance. It was like, that's crazy. He's like, seems well-adjusted, adorable. Like, and then I was like, oh no, that's why he's unlucky in romance. He's a crazy person. Got it.
You know, when I read his bio, I there was something in me that was just like, this guy seems weirdly weird to me. The way he describes himself, it seems like entirely built on like building up this nice guy persona for women. And then I saw his, like, I saw him in person. I was like, and then I fell for it. Like, I fell for it. And I'm very upset because he tricked me into picking him first in the draft. Swaggy explained the Dan's funeral, which was very fun to Tyler, which was really great. It's hard to capture all the great moments happening on the feeds because this cast has been really great so far.
Yeah, and that's why, you know, I'm totally fine with Sam using her power this week. Like, it would be nice to see it used as a strategic tool, but I don't want to lose anybody yet. I'm not ready for Sam to go home. I'm not ready for Summer of Steve 2018, which will never end, but if he does go home, that will be a bummer. I want these people to stay. They're all characters, except for, you know, I don't know, maybe Fessy so far. He's super boring. All he did yesterday was eat ham and get a haircut, and then one POV, which still somehow he made kind of boring, so. Yeah. Anyway, it's exciting.
Fessy really did. You mentioned he had like veto-itis, POV-itis, which sounds like a sexually transmitted disease. He really like, he was very full of himself having won the POV. And then also Swaggy and Bailey had a very like strange relationship fight last night, which we, you know what? Like, I feel like this is kind of par for the course now. Like, I remember Big Brother 15 opening with Aaron and surfer dude
David,
and they had like this weird relationship fight. And I feel like almost every single season since then, there's been some kind of like weird showmance argument at the start of the season. Maybe that's more BB Can, but it was just like, what are we like? She was upset because he didn't go like comfort her when she was crying the night before, and it's like, dude, we've known each other for like a week. Like, maybe there's like a section of people that just really love watching this stuff, but I'm just like, what are you doing?
It's really funny because I understand that the Big Brother house, you spend 24 hours with each other, you sort of have this acceleration of relationships, they form much faster, but this fight was like definitely a 4 or 5 months, 6 months into a relationship type fight. And then Bailey being like, I just feel like we really need to work on our communication.
Like, so you made out like what, 4 times in 7 days? Like, what are you talking about?
I don't know. That's great.
All right. That's all we've got for you today. Thanks for checking out our second live feed update of the season. I did put out a call for anybody that was interested. And if you were available during the week, I've gotten lots of messages. I've yet to sift through them. Feel free to continue to message me and pitch yourself if you want. I have no idea how I'm going to sift through the messages, but we'll definitely see how it goes. Maybe I'll do like a test run on Twitch. We'll just like hang out with all the people that want to update the live feeds.
Why don't you have to send in a video?
Well, I don't know. If you want to send a video in, that would definitely give you a leg up from all the people that haven't sent a video in. And very much looking forward to tomorrow. We will be updating you on and if any plans change, we might have a little more info on Sam's power, or maybe not, because she'll probably turn back into a robot and then we won't be hearing anything from her. Looking forward to it. Thank you for joining me, Liana.
Of course, of course. I will be here hopefully every Saturday talking about Big Brother. I can't wait.
Yes. And of course, tomorrow night, we will have our Sunday night episode, and then we'll be live after the episode to recap it. And then Monday night, at some point during Monday, Rob will hopefully be releasing his first Eric Stein podcast, which I'm very much looking forward to. And then Tuesday night, LFC Roundtable, where we'll have the new Stockwatch updated rules, which haven't been entirely nailed down yet, but I'm working on it.
You got to figure out how to get in some deletion dots, and then I think we'll be good.
I'm mostly trying to figure out how do we set the prices and then also buy, because that gives that like that's some bad incentives right there. Maybe we can get Vanessa to help out.
I'm just excited for the insider trading scandal that comes out on the LFC Stockwatch. I think it could be fun.
All right. So make sure you join us tomorrow. You can follow me on Twitter at Armstrong Taryn. You can follow Liana at Liana Boris. You can find me on Twitch at Taryn Armstrong. I think that's all we got for you. So thank you, everyone, for joining us this morning. We will see you tomorrow.